Good afternoon. This is Marketing Mojo on Resource Center, and I'm Maya Tan. And we're happy to kick off the first part of our new series entitled PR 24/7. And this is also the title of the book that's been authored by my guest today, PR strategist Andrew Chow, who's here all the way from Singapore. Hi, Andrew.
Yeah, I'm very excited. This is the start of a series, and it's always feeling good being in the studio with all of you.
Okay, well, today we're going to discuss the concept of determining your brand essence for PR. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just to kick things off, can you tell us what brand essence means?
Very quickly, before any company considered their PR strategies, they would need to evaluate their brands. What I mean by brand essence really is to evaluate your strengths and weaknesses, do a study of what you are good at, build on your strength, and after that, you do what we call a positioning. Positioning is really about what you're going to do to serve the people you want to serve. So who do you want to serve? Do you want to serve high-value clients who are willing to pay a premium for premium service? Or do you want to serve the general market, anyone who has some money to pay you? Mm-hmm. Do you want to serve that? Now, that's fine as well, but mm-hmm. you must define your target audience very clearly. Last but not least is to decide, if you have that brand essence, what is the best way to communicate that essence, that uniqueness? So, in essence, three steps. You do an audit, you do a strategy, and then you think about how to communicate that strategy.
Right. So why is figuring out and you know, being sure about your brand essence important for businesses?
First and foremost, branding, in short, is really uniqueness made visible. So since it's your uniqueness made visible, you don't want to make visible some of the things that is not so unique. So knowing what you do, knowing what your brand essence is, what is your uniqueness, mm-hmm. you can communicate that effectively, concisely to people, and they will understand you. Once they identify who you are, they will create an emotional connections with you. Mm-hmm. Today, branding is about creating a lot of emotional connections.
Right.
So BFM, for example, once the name is mentioned, people will come to market. It is a business station. It is a talk show station. It is an authentic station. So why do people have that kind of emotional connection? Because of the previous experience that you have, because you say who you are, and people can see that you walk your talk. So they come to an emotional conclusion, and that is really the importance of brand essence through PR.
And I guess also, you know, for people who are not acquainted with you, mm-hmm. If you state right off the bat, you know, what you're all about, then at least they can kind of put you into a certain position in their filing order, in their minds, right?
That's right. Mm. So branding, it's who you say you are. Brand essence is what people feel you are.
Ah, okay.
So you can say all you want about yourself, but at any other day, it's what people feel about you. That really is my share.
Mm. You know, can you leverage off your brand essence? Does it... Can you use it to enhance your communications and PR efforts?
Absolutely. I think one of the first stakeholders that any small, medium enterprise can think of are your staff. So your internal staff. It's kind of funny where sometimes when you do an internal staff conference and you ask the staff to list the branding and the brand essence of their company, you'd be surprised that a lot of them listed different things because they all feel differently about their own brand. So I think part of the brand essence exercise is really to confederate everyone together, make sure that everyone is in the same page, make sure everyone knows what is the mission and vision statement, make sure everyone knows what is the value, what makes you so special, because it will make recruitment easy and subsequently you will make retention easy. So first stakeholder is your staff. Of course, management, your investors, they are all B2B level, which they have already understand what is their brand essence. So it's more of a consolidation and brand alliance, brand association. Last but not least, and this is the biggest group, your customers. How do you want these people to remember you, and how do you want them to talk about you? How do you convert customers, normal fans, to advocates? Now that is the main crux of today. Today, the challenge is how do you make more people talk about you on your behalf without you telling them what to do? If you have a strong brand essence, I think everything will roll and go with the flow.
Right. So you can even recruit your customers, your potential customers, to do your PR work for you as well.
That's right. And The best thing is they do it willingly because they love you for it.
Yes, and word of mouth is one of the most valuable forms of advertising or publicity, right?
Yes. One of the important components of marketing mix, that being said, PR, it's wonderful, but it shouldn't be done isolatedly. It should be done alongside with your marketing, your events, your EDM, even your SMS, your web, your mobile app. Everything has to go, but they have to be aligned. So think of it as a extended Othello bot, where you don't just play one bot, you play with maybe 8 bots, maybe you play with 64 bots. So it's an integrated strategy.
Wow, okay. Well, I read in your book that when it comes to PR, your activities and communication efforts should actually become part of a culture. You can't just, you know, engage PR when there's a crisis, for example. So on the flip side, can communications or PR activities actually be a way of enhancing your brand essence?
I think the important thing we need to remember here is PR, just like recruitment, just like any other business activities, it should be a culture. For example, recruitment. A lot of companies, they have the recruitment mindset all the time, even when they are not recruiting. They are looking out for talents, they're looking out for high flyers out there. They know where to identify them so that when they need them, they know where to go, they know who to call, right? So for PR, I think you need to continuously build that goodwill in the marketplace. Always fill out your calendar with CSR, with the right message, letting your customer, the public, know about what's the latest. Tell them what is important for them so that when it comes to a crisis, you build enough goodwill to sustain a lot of fire. You don't want people to feel that you only appear in the media to explain yourself only when there's a crisis. People do not know you. They have not heard your CEO very often. And you don't want your CEO to appear in front of everyone when you have a crisis. And this is the first time, oh, I know who's the CEO now. And his voice sounds like this.
Right.
Yeah. So I think it has a lot to do with the same as building any other relationship. You got to invest time. You got to invest a lot of resources. And definitely there is a strategy.
I've also read that strong brands are the ones who have really well-defined, easily grasped, simple, obvious essences. Do you have any examples of companies who have like very strong brand essence?
I have to be very politically correct here. I'm in Malaysia, so I will quote a Malaysian example.
You don't have to.
No, but I think this brand that I thought of is wonderful. Everyone talks about it in Malaysia. Air Asia, for example. The tagline is... Now everyone can fly.
Yes.
It was so powerful. Think about it. Previously, taking a plane is so expensive. And maybe you do it once or twice a year or once in 2 years. Now I can fly more times. Now I can fly 6 times a year, 12 times a year. So it opens up possibilities. So Air Asia is really about a breakthrough. Now you can do a lot of things you never dreamed about it before. Now you can do it. You can fly just like any other guy. And it's very motivational because now you can fly. You can continue the rest of the statement. Like Superman, you can fly like a bird. You can fly like...
Right.
I just said that. So it's selling a dream. It's selling a motivation. So it goes beyond service. So this tagline is so wonderfully constructed. You never feel that you are now using a budget airline. And you are not. You are actually feeling you're on a premium airline. Which is true, because today you will look at the presence of Air Asia, it's wonderful. You know, you travel all the way to Australia, Melbourne. I'm very sure I go to Melbourne because I was thinking of going to Melbourne and I know that Air Asia is going there. Yeah. So I think it's wonderful that...
But, you know, beyond the fact that it's a budget airline, you know, now everyone can fly. That's the first immediate implication. What else does it tell you about the company, though?
Look at their activities. They walk their talk. Now... with the opening up of KIA2, all right, I think they're the major tenant. I happened to be there on the very first day, although I have some delay. But you know what? I'm happy to wait because I know that, like in any other thing, first day, first time, everybody has some hiccups.
Yeah.
So because of the branding that was built, because of my previous experience, I was able to tolerate and understand and compromise. All right, I was thinking, okay, what's 3 hours? You know, I have been a client for more than 2 years. For example,
You had that emotional bond with
the
brand.
That's right.
So it made you more tolerant.
Yes. Yeah. So That is the goodwill of a brand.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
A good brand.
And it's part of brand essence as well.
That's right.
So, yeah. Okay, I'm with Andrew Chow, PR strategist and author of the book PR 24/7. Together, we're kicking off a new series on PR, starting today with determining your brand essence for PR as our first topic. After this, we'll be talking about how to determine your brand essence. Andrew advocates 10 important questions to ask in determining brand essence. So stick around and we'll find out together. This is Marketing Mojo on Resource Center and I'm Maya Tan, BFM 89.9.
Backs, forwards, midfielders, BFM 89.9.
This is Marketing Mojo on Resource Center. Good afternoon. Maya Tan here, and I have Andrew Chow here with me, PR strategist and author of the book PR 24/7. We're kicking off a new series on PR, if you've just tuned in, and we're starting today with determining your brand essence for PR. Now, Andrew, we've talked about what brand essence is. It's obviously not a health drink made from boiled chickens. It's what best sums up your brand and the experience you offer your customers. And Andrew also says that it's how your customers feel about your brand emotionally. He gave us examples of a company with a strong brand essence, AirAsia. So now we're going to be discussing how to determine your brand essence. So your book covers 10 questions that you must ask to determine your brand essence.
Yes, these are essentially self-help, or what I call a self-checklist for every company. You can even use it for your personal branding as well. First up, there are 10 questions. Number one has to do with your personality. Who are you, for example? So a lot of companies jump straight into what they do, but they didn't explain who they are. Are you a collaborator? Are you a problem solver? Are you a creator? Are you a connector? Who are you? You must have a role in the business that you are in. What is your role? Your role defines who you are. So essentially, number one, who am I? It's the first question. Second one, what do you do and what do you lack? This is a question of priority. You can do a million things. What are the three best things you can do? This is maybe your low-hanging fruits. All right. A lot of people naturally will work on their strength to go for an opportunity. If you have already done that, I think it's also good to work on your weaknesses, strengthen them, and go for opportunities as well.
Right.
Because companies only survive if they can manage their weaknesses, not their strength. Everyone can manage their strength. Everyone know how to utilize their strength. Not many people choose to spend resources on working on their weaknesses. So question number two, what do you have and what do you lack? Number three, it's about your brand promise. What do you say you will deliver? Well, this is so powerful.
Yep.
You must promise what you deliver. Because once promise is broken, all right, you know how is it like between a couple, right? When promises are broken, all right, all hell breaks loose. So you break a promise, you didn't say that you do. So I'm very fearful about brands who always say they deliver because you wouldn't be able to deliver 100%. So when you can't deliver, people are going to harp on that point. Now, you say
especially
you deliver.
Especially when money has changed hands.
That's right. You know, and when people lose time, all right, then they will feel that they have a nasty experience. And it may be a problem for your brand. Question number four is about positioning. Who do you want to serve? Who do you want to serve? Target audience. You must identify them. Sometimes that can change because of changing habits, because of emergence of Gen Y, now Gen Z. But you need to be focused on who you are. They may change, but you got to be focused on who you're serving at least for the next 3 to 5 years. Question number five, it's about uniqueness. Why should people choose you?
The unique selling proposition.
Right.
Yeah.
So you must be able to fill up your compelling reason on behalf of the people you are serving. Okay, I want to serve you now, but I must tell you what is the number one most compelling reason you need me. So it is the reason for your existence. Question number six is has to do with product and services. Now, after you answer all the five questions, now you do what you do. Do you walk your talk with what you do? So all products, it's about walking the talk.
Okay.
Okay, that is the radio. So, you see, product is actually question six. So, in terms of the branding hierarchy, if you jump straight into developing a good product without going through the first five questions, you may not be able to do a product that's sustainable. And you have longevity issues. Question number seven is about platform. Where do you want to communicate that brand essence? You can do it via social media, via sponsorship, via alliance, via PR, via a lot of things. So PR is just one of the communication tools or ways that you can use.
Right.
Number eight is about perception. How do you want to be perceived? Now, this is sort of a reflective question after you're done 1 to 7, what actually you want people to think about you whenever your name is mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, if you ask 10 of my friends, what do you think of Andrew Chow, for example? If 8 out of 10 of them tell you, oh, this guy Andrew Chow, he borrowed money but he seldom returned you. So that itself, it's a perception. Now, it may not be true, but it's a perception. Maybe I had genuinely forgotten to return money that I borrowed, but it doesn't matter. What people remember is their perception. So it may be far off from a personality, but at the end of the day, it's about the emotional connection, right?
True.
So you have personality, but what people see is really perception.
Mm. It's also the first imprint that they get, the first impression.
That's right. Mm. So can you imagine, you don't have a second chance to make a first impression. The brand really don't have a second chance at all.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. So second last question. Question 9 is about personal experience.
Mm.
How strong is your brand essence to your customers? Granted, we have different customers. Some of them are going to feel differently. I know now we have an emerging challenge of customer loyalty. There's really no loyalty today because information is so overwhelming. The buyer usually are smarter than the seller. They have a lot of information. But at the end of the day, there must be something that your customers or people who yet to know you have heard about you, feel something about you. So what do you want? How strong you want the experience to be? How much focus you want on the customers? The last question is really about potential problem.
Hmm.
How will your brand survive a crisis?
Right.
I think it's a big test.
Mm-hmm.
Just like any relationship, you can test how strong a relationship is when they come out of a misunderstanding. So if your relationship is strong, you can come out of a misunderstanding pretty easily. You can clear up misunderstanding easily. Likewise, if you have a strong brand, you can come out with a crisis rather easily. So these are the 10 questions.
Right. And I suppose that that last question, you know, it's very, very potent in the sense that it could affect anyone from a tiny company to a very huge brand, right?
Mm.
Mm. So essentially looking at these questions, it really clarifies what your business is doing with emphasis on how you want to communicate about it. And it could even clarify a few things that actually go into your business model.
Mm-hmm.
So once you've determined your brand essence, how do you design your PR strategy?
Number one is to decide what you want to say, decide your messaging. Number two is to decide who is going to deliver that message.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want your head of a company, i.e. your CEO, to do it? Or you want your best customer to do it? Or you want someone else to do it? Or you want the staff to do it? So different spokesperson will bring across the message differently. So you have the message, but the messenger is equally important.
Mm.
The medium, it should be the third consideration. How? Which medium you want to communicate? Do you want to go on above the line radio, TV? Do you want to be a bit more down to earth? Maybe you like to go to dailies, weekly. So these are some of the things. We have a lot of other consideration, but essentially it's what you want to achieve out of it.
Mm-hmm.
What? How much PR value? How much my share do you want to have? Remember, PR, it's not like marketing. PR is a long-range bomber. You need the long-range bomber to cover your soldiers on the ground. You need the long-range bomber to cover your tanks. They go like 400-500 kilometers away. So you can't see where it lands, but you're very sure that you created impact on the other side.
Right.
Yeah. So you want to make sure that when you walk the ground is already scuffed. And how the ground is being scuffed, how the business landscape change because of your messaging hinges on the success of a PR messaging and the delivery of that message.
Right, and as you say also, you know, PR should be a culture. It's a long-term habit.
That's
it's
right.
Not just something that you do ad hoc.
Yeah. And if I may add that why I say PR is a culture, I think everyone besides the corp should be involved. Everybody from the start, for example, the staff should feel proud about their company,
mm-hmm.
should be telling people how happy they are
mm-hmm.
working in that company. I think all this really helps because you don't want to hear that on the one hand, you have a fantastic PR campaign going on, and then when you talk to the staff of the company, they all speak with a different voice and they speak with a different messages. So that really does a lot of damage to the overall PR plan. So even when you don't talk to the members of the media, you talk on your own blog or you talk on your social media platform like Facebook, it's already bad enough.
That's true.
Yeah. So that is why I say it's a culture. It must be initiated from inside out, the staff must feel your brand. And everybody's a spokesman. Of course, your CEO is a chief spokesman.
Right. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us. And that was Andrew Chow, PR strategist and author of the book PR 24/7, kicking off part one of our new series on PR. Join me and Andrew next week for part two of the series, where we'll be talking about exploring news and engaging the news chasers. Of course, you should check out Andrew's book, which is available for pre-order. How can people sign up for a pre-order?
Yes, my website will be www.publicrelations247.com.
Thank you. You've been listening to Marketing Mojo on Resource Center with me, Maya Tan, BFM 89.9.